You're listening to the Bird Dog Babe podcast with my mom, Courtney Bastian.
This podcast is sponsored by Purina Pro Plan, Bosch Shot Shells, and Onyx Hunt. And today's episode is brought to you by My Happy Feet.
You know, in the hunting world, whether it's upland game bird, big game hunting, we talk about gear. What's in your gear list? How do you get those special tags? You know, what kind of rifle? Let's fit our rifles properly, right? You know, and then we talk about, you know, there's nutrition and the, you know, exercising to train for the hunt. But what about the self-care part, you know, the massage part, your muscles? And the benefits are a mile long. We have a specialist for our eyes. We have a specialist for our bones. We have a specialist for our skin. You know, let's have a specialist for our muscles and take care of those like we take care of everything else.
My Happy Feet alignment socks are designed to help you alleviate bunion pains, plantar fasciitis, hammer toes, crooked toes, toe pain, and many other foot disorders. The socks stretch and separate toes to bring them to natural position instead of crush and clump them like normal socks do, and increases blood circulation to your feet. They literally train your feet to help you regain good posture and balance. I forgot to pack my pair on my trip to Oregon last week, so the first thing I did when I got home after 3 days of chukar hunting and 5 days of standing on cement was put on my Happy Feet alignment socks and cuddle in bed with Angus. Hunting season, training season, heck, any season, we put a lot of miles on our feet behind our bird dogs, and our feet deserve a bit of some lovin'. So head to thebirddogbabe.com/myhappyfeet and use promo code birddogbabe for 12% off. If you're a Patreon patron, you have a chance to win a foot care kit from My Happy Feet, which includes a pair of alignment socks, a massage ball, 4-in-1 foot brush, and a soothing herbal foot salve. If you're not a patron and want to support this podcast and get in on all of the giveaways planned for this year, head to patreon.com/thebirddogbabe to sign up. Thanks to our partners, Siren and Dakota 283. Keep an eye out for an exciting new field gun being added to the Siren lineup soon, and be sure to check out the new products added to Dakota 283. They now have forever inserts for all G3 kennels, so you only have to purchase one crate for the life of your dog and use the insert while they're still puppies. Dakota 283 now has kennel mats that perfectly fit into all the G3 kennels. Be sure to use promo code BIRDDOGBABE for 10% off any Dakota 283 products. Registration is open for the Bird Dog eAcademy's Reliable Retrieve course, which starts Monday, February 7th. This is an online course that is 8 weeks long with a new module and training task assigned each week. You will need to dedicate about 20 minutes at least 4 times a week training your dog. There is a weekly live Q&A session and a private community page for you to share videos of your dog's progress. This is a little to no pressure method approach. You decide what is best for your dog. There's no ear pinching or harsh methods. We teach you how to read your dog and get success, which is ultimately the reliable retrieve. We only offer this course twice a year, and it's limited to 30 people due to the amount of support we offer. Go to birddogeacademy.com to sign up now. Class starts February 7th, and as of right now, there are only 3 spots left. My guest today is Michelle Dunn. Michelle is a massage therapist and owner of True North Massage in Seeley Lake in Missoula, Montana. She is also an adult onset hunter and recent graduate of the Montana Master Hunter Program. She joins me today to discuss the benefits of being outdoors and how massage therapy will increase the quality of your hunt and your performance. All right, let's get after it. Thank you so much for joining us on this important topic of self-care for the hunter.
Super excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, and where you are sitting tonight.
I am a massage therapist, owner, operator of True North Massage. I have an office in Missoula and one in Seeley Lake, Montana. I'm actually sitting in my Missoula office now as we speak, and I've been doing it about 15 years now.
What's your busiest time of the year?
I would have to say I don't even have a busy time of year. It's all year.
I've never always really busy.
Yeah, I've never noticed really a decline I think when you can relieve people's pain and stress and keep people going daily, I just don't think that there is a wrong time. So, you know, there's different seasons, the summer adventure, the spring adventure, the, you know, the winter. Sometimes I get a lot of, you know, car accidents or ice falls. Or recovering from hunting, you know, but definitely busy all year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And being that you are located in Western Montana, which fun story, because you live not too far from me and our kids went to the same school.
Yes.
And we went to a shooting clinic together, and then we were in the same Master Hunter class together this past year.
Oh my gosh, the opportunities around here.
Lots.
So great.
Yeah.
I had so much fun.
You're such an awesome person. You have, I've enjoyed getting to know you. We need to get to know each other better.
Agreed.
And now that I finally scheduled my massage with you, we'll be able to do that.
I'm excited about that. You're going to, it's going to be great for you, especially how much you're out in the field and, you know, all the hats you juggle. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, I definitely know the importance of it. My very best friend since, kindergarten, is a massage therapist. So I was spoiled with her when I lived back in Wisconsin, but it's been a long time and I'm definitely overdue for actually the entire self-care thought in general. And I think that's something that a lot of people just forget about, that we don't really take into consideration in self-care in general. So I'm excited to kind of tackle what you do and that portion of the topic today.
Agreed. Self-care. It comes and goes in life as our seasons of being busy. And, you know, as our body starts to talk to us, you know, then we remember the self-care part. I definitely couldn't have been where I'm at today without, you know, my self-care plan. And I've been the same with mom, business. I struggle with it. Sometimes it's a life self-care balance. And I think I've learned over the years to get past the guilt part of it. I feel like we associate a lot of self-care with, you know, a guilty feeling of, you know, we should be doing something else or something is more important or pressing. And I can assure you all that stuff still gets done.
With going into this career, Michelle, I mean, what really inspired you to do so?
Well, it was kind of a quirky change of life. I had a friend suggest it when I was 30 and I was a single mom. And, you know, I am more of a hands-on learner. And it turns out as I was making a career change from retail to massage, I thought it was kind of crazy. But one of my friends suggested it, and I went to the consultation and just fell in love with it from there. And it just really became a passion for me. And it just was really easy. And it turns out, you know, over the years, my grandparents and my uncles and my dad were all tradesmen, my brother, mechanics and, you know, concrete workers. And I was always the back rubber in the family anyway. So it just fell all together when I went to class and I'm like, you know, it just felt natural to me. So pretty grateful.
You're always a natural caretaker then.
Yeah. Yes. I do have that trait.
Mm-hmm. Do you love going to work every day?
I absolutely do. It makes it pretty easy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. 15 years has flown by for sure.
But do your hands get sore? Is that a thing?
You know, my hands get sore on the weekends when I'm not massaging because they're not moving.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, the flexibility of them and moving, I think helps, but, yeah, so far so good. I don't have any chronic injuries from the occupation. I'm pretty grateful for that.
You hunt yourself. So I'm really curious how and when or why you got started into hunting. Were you young? Were you adult onset? When did that start up?
I actually started hunting about 6 years ago. And if you would have asked me 10 years ago, were you hunting and processing your own meat? I would have never guessed it. So 6 years ago, I seen other women in the field that inspired me. I have a couple of girlfriends back in my hometown that started Girls with Guns. And I kind of followed some of their Facebook stuff and hunting and their journey. They started with some apparel and every other woman in the field. I just thought it was really neat and strong. And my husband has always hunted. But I grew up fishing and lake life and camping and stuff, not hunting. So I've always loved the outdoors. And, you know, I had the chance to start hunting here in Montana. And I have just fallen in love with it and feel just so much. I just want to learn more.
Yeah. Do you, with your kids, do you take them out with you?
So the ones that I've taken them on, I have two younger girls still at home, and I've been pretty fortunate to take them out on game damage hunts. Mm-hmm. Or shoulder seasons, which are, you know, closer to home, a little bit easier, and just to get them eased into it. So they're 11 and 12 now, and they've been out with me and, you know, learning all aspects of it. And, you know, I'm still learning so much. So, So I do love to take them out. I love when they ask to come and, you know, just to see them growing out in the field too. You know what I mean?
Right. And I mean, I think with you being their mom out there, they probably didn't go through maybe that initial intimidation factor like you did starting. Do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've had a few great people that have helped me from the beginning. Mm-hmm. But I've had some rough hunting experiences that, you know, I have wanted to teach them and not have those bad experiences for them, you know, so that they, I don't know, I guess maybe as you're an adult, you can say, gosh, that was maybe a bad experience, but I can tweak it and do things a little different to recreate it. You know, I think maybe at a younger age, that might be a little bit harder. If you have a bad experience at a younger age, maybe you might not know how to. Does it make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. They'd be more difficult to recover from that.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So
what made you want to go through the Master Hunter program?
I actually saw it advertised, and I'm kind of a stubborn old gal, and I don't like to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And so my husband and I hunt different seasons. He hunts archery, and that's his big deal. And so our seasons are kind of different. So for me, I feel like hunters in general already have like their own honey hole and their own spots and their own secrets. And to get kind of a new hunter in and find people, you know, that welcome you is kind of hard. Mm-hmm. So when I saw the Master Hunter program, I thought, oh my gosh, this is perfect for me. And, you know, I can dive in, I can learn from all these people. And there was no commitment on asking anybody for help. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I read the, you know, just all the great things about the Montana Master Hunter program. And I do feel that, unfortunately, there is kind of a landowner hunter, you know, we need to collaborate with them to get better relations. You know, there's been some hunters that have given us a bad name, and, you know, just to get back to those really great basics of permissions and stewardship and the, you know, elevating the hunting ethics. So when I seen all that, I just thought it was a really great program.
What was your favorite part of the class?
Oh my gosh. The rendezvous.
Yeah.
Actually, what I think probably in class was the history of conservation.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stuff that I didn't really know that in depth about.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The presenters were really great. I feel like they pulled together a good group of presenters, experts in their field.
In your line of work, what do you feel? I mean, you're in busy Montana hunting area, so you probably have more clients that hunt themselves than a lot of other areas in the U.S. What would you say is like your approximate percentage of clients that are hunters or just adventure seekers?
I think at least 50% are hunters, but adventurers, 80%.
Really?
I want to gauge adventure to many things. I say we're living this roller coaster of life, right? Let's live the adventure, whether it's you're jumping off a cliff in a squirrel suit, or you're a rafter, you're a fly fisher, you're a hiker, you're retired and you love to hike, whitewater rafting. I mean, there's so much adventure around here. So I kind of put that adventure out there because it's so wide in Montana. Mm-hmm. So many great things to do.
Yeah.
So I would say, probably 80% are adventures, 50 plus are hunters.
Do you push that aspect as well with some of your clients of just the good that they'll get by getting outside?
Absolutely. Yeah. The fresh air, big sky country, mental health, mm-hmm. unplugging.
Yeah. You had mentioned to me in previous conversation that you feel like there's a lot that hunters need to know that they don't know about taking care of their body. Can mm-hmm. you touch a little bit more on some of that?
Well, as hunting, you're an athlete of a nature, and your muscles are your largest part of your body, and we just hammer them during hunting season. And I see a lot of people in agony or pain that suffer through it, and to know that there's a healthcare team, depending on I guess your level of adventure hunting, but you're going to have your training course, your exercise training, you're going to have your massage, your I'm a huge fan of chiropractic, so keeping your structure balanced. And so for massage, I feel like you can really, really benefit from getting your muscles taken care of. I don't know. I feel like that's part of the people maybe still associate massage with luxury. Mm-hmm. And when you're running like that, and your muscles are one of your largest parts of your body, and so you have to take care of them, whether it's conditioning them or helping with rest and recovery, which is massage.
If you guys have been listening to this podcast for a while, you know my favorite Pro Plan formula is Bright Mind, their senior dog formula. If you've never tried Purina Pro Plan before, do yourself and your dog a favor and feed them Purina Pro Plan's Bright Mind. You will notice the difference good nutrition and science can make within 30 days. Around the age 7, the glucose metabolism in a dog's brain begins to change, which can affect things like memory, learning, and decision-making. Purina uses a proprietary blend of brain-supporting nutrients that essentially feed the brain. You'll notice a dog that has more interest in playing, more interaction with you, and has the ability to adapt and cope with change. Head over to Purina.com to find out more. Boss Shot Shells. I love sharing Boss Shot Shells with people that have never used them before. Last week in Oregon, my friend Katie Willis filled up on Boss 20-gauge 7s to try out, and after her first shot, she said, "Damn, that bird went down dead with Boss." There is no doubt Boss Shells are killers. No more crippling birds with steel. Get on the list now so you have Boss Shot Shells for this training season and next hunting season at BossShotShells.com.
Using massage, you find what comes with it, like more endurance during the hunt, range of motion, flexibility, that kind
right.
of stuff.
So I would say before your hunting season, I would go to a structural therapist, a massage therapist that focuses on your structure, more sports-like massage with stretching, range of motion. So that way you can make sure, your shoulders have full range of motion. When you're pulling full draw, or you got your rifle up there, or, you're packing your game out. just to make sure you have full range of motion, your structure is aligned. Because if you're going to be out in the field and have these huge aches and pains, you know, something that you can alleviate before you get out there, I think your hunting experience is going to be way more pleasurable. Mm-hmm.
Can you explain, like, you do cupping methods? Do you do like some of the hot stone as well?
I do. So each of my sessions is customized to your body. I don't really have a cookie cutter method. Mm-hmm. I feel like, so I'll use the cupping method. And what cupping is basically, there's a few different variations of it. And it originated many, many years ago. And they've used it throughout the years with fire and glass cups.
Okay.
Some acupuncturists still use that. But I just basically use kind of a suction cup. It's a hard resin suction cup. And it's gotten pretty famous probably in the last 4 or 5 years with some of the, you know, Olympic athletes. It's a real great way to get a deep release of the muscle, the fascia. The fascia is basically that thin sheath that goes over the muscle and it wraps around each muscle fiber. So when that fascia gets tight and compromised, that's when you start having those, you know, chronic pain patterns.
Okay.
So what the cup does when you pull it on, it's got that real deep pull and it helps release that fascia really, really deep. So it's not something that I can duplicate with my hands. Leaves those fancy purple circles. It brings blood flow to the area to increase healing.
So it like loosens up really tight muscles then.
Absolutely. So, you okay. know, when I'm pushing with my hands, I'm pushing and kneading and, you know, holding trigger points. This pulls the opposite way. So as I'm moving through the body, I add those cups in certain areas as for an added benefit mm-hmm. for the massage.
Okay. Yeah. What about the stones? What does that do?
You know, stones, I use them occasionally. I'm not a huge fan of them just because I like to just use my hands, but they're good for warming up the tissue and relaxation.
Okay.
But, and you know,
you can knead in there a little bit more then once their muscles are warmed up.
Yes, absolutely.
So would you recommend before my appointment that I do like some jumping jacks and get warmed up? Would that help or no?
With a glass of wine.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. No, I'll be kidding. Ready. I'll be yeah. ready. Wait, my appointment's at noon. So yeah. I'll have a mimosa.
Right. Right. No, just come on in. We'll work it out.
Okay. What about the tape? Do you get into any of like the rock tape stuff?
You know, I don't have the knowledge of that modality.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of it. I do work with other healthcare professionals that use it and we share the same clientele. So sometimes a client will come in taped up and whether I take it off because it's been on long enough or, you know, I steer clear of it and let it do its thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that's become kind of popular too. I'm seeing more rock tape in just athletes in yeah. general. And I'm wondering if that would be a benefit to hunting at all. I guess it couldn't hurt.
Well, what that's doing is the same. So it's on there in a fashion where it releases that fascia. So the work's being done with whatever you're doing, right? So mm-hmm. always a benefit. I'm a huge fan of it. Would love to learn more about it maybe next year.
So season starts in September. And when would you recommend that hunters start physically preparing? Like, and should we be coming to you or to a massage therapist right before season? Or is that something that we should be continuing throughout the year?
Well, I think that if you have any issues that you want worked out structurally before the season, I would say get some massages. If you have a shoulder that needs a little increase in range of motion, or, you know, you have a sore back or sore neck, or you want to increase your range of motion in your neck, or, you know, various things. If you'd like to work that stuff out before season, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Come see me beforehand or I can recommend, you know, I have a great network of massage therapists in the area.
Mm-hmm. Or when I'm out and like, I'm starting to feel it in my back after, which I figured out it was because I didn't have my strap vest on properly. I had too much on my shoulders instead of putting it correctly around my waist.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's pretty common with big game hunters as well, wearing packs, right? And they're packing out their large animals from way up in the mountain.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I'm having a hard time finding a pack that fits right. So if you don't have a pack that fits right, sometimes you're cattywampus in your posture and, you know, you're feeling it. So
Maybe we need to do a little video session with how to have your pack fit right, because that is such an important piece of it.
Absolutely. I would love that.
Because I did notice once I had that strap fixed around my waist, it alleviated my back pain right away. And when you feel like, when somebody feels like they have pain, should they come in right away for that? Or do you think it's worth waiting on a little bit, that it'll go away?
Well, it depends on your schedule. Depends on if you're in the heat of the hunting season. You know, I say listen to your body as it whispers, so that you're not listening to it while it screams. So when you hear these little whispers in your body, you know, I say take care of them so they don't get worse.
What are some signs that we may not notice, but it means like get your butt to a massage therapist right now?
Well, I would say the pain and discomfort, or you know, if you're so stressed that you're not able to think clearly, you need to get back down to earth a little bit. So a little bit of the well-being, the mindfulness, pain and discomfort in your body.
What are some of the things that we can be doing immediately before we hunt? Like before we're going out in the morning for a long day's hunt, is there anything that you do or you recommend that we do, like stretches?
Love stretching. Absolutely. Okay. You know, there's videos upon videos online of just, you know, some good basic stretching, legs, back, do what feels good. Listen to your body where you feel like you need it. Stretch those areas for sure.
Are you finding when you go out that you're taking random breaks throughout the day and you're doing some stretching?
You know, I do that. I've actually found that, and I do kind of suggest this to my clients, don't make stretching a job of like, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, because then you feel overwhelmed with another thing to do. I say find a spot to stretch throughout the day, whether you're, say you're going up a hill, drop your calf down and stretch drop your heel down and stretch your calf out a little bit. Bend over, touch your toes, stretch out your low back, reach up to the sky and you know, take a deep breath. I just think those throughout the day randomly, you know, once you get in that habit, you know, at home, like if I am putting clothes in the wash, you know, reach over and stretch your back. That way it's not another job. You're not saying, oh, I didn't do my 20-minute session today of stretching. Hardly ever gets done if you make it a job like that. So
right. Just kind of keep doing it without having to really think about it.
Yeah.
What about after the hunt? Are you doing anything or recommend anything different?
Are you exhausted after the hunt?
You know,
are you exhausted after the season?
No, I guess not.
No, I feel like after the hunt and maybe getting through processing your own meat, if you know that's your thing, you know, I would set up some successive sessions of recovery, you know, resting your body, make sure your structure's in alignment and getting some massages. Absolutely.
What does the recovery process look like?
I guess it's, I think it would vary on each individual person on what their intensity of hunt is. If you're, you know, in the backcountry for a week, I think that's going to look a lot different than someone that's hunting maybe in the valley. Do you know what I mean? So it depends on your intensity of your hunt, whether you're, you know, flying to Alaska to get your dream hunt. You know, I just think that it's a lot different on your body than some, you know, something maybe a little more local.
Yeah.
So I would gauge it that way. I mean, I'm always here to answer questions for anyone.
I'm just thinking in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be chucker hunting again. And I'm
already. What does that look like for you?
What does it look like?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like much. I tell my hunting partner, look away, just keep going. It's a struggle. It's a struggle.
Oh my gosh. Well, I've done a little bit of bird hunting, not much. My husband is dying to get me into duck hunting. And I don't know why I'm hesitant. Maybe it's the 3 o'clock mornings and the cold, cold weather, but I've not experienced a lot of upland game hunting. So, you know, maybe you can teach me what that's like.
Hey, yeah, let's definitely do that.
Okay.
We still have a couple weeks left of the season.
Okay.
Yeah. I was climbing some snowy mountains today and
oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was like little steps instead of big steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking tonight, like it would have been really smart to stretch before I had gone and I should be doing that right now. I'm having I'm having the wine be my muscle relaxer instead of stretching.
Well, and too, out in the cold and you come in and you unthaw and you're exhausted after you unthaw, right?
Yeah, it was cold and wet, you know, so yeah. I didn't have like any waterproof layers at all. So I was very wet.
And cold.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So that adds a whole different element to it. What about mental health? So I don't think really understand that hunting actually does that for us naturally.
Amen.
And yeah. And is a reason to really get out there because that helps mental health, but in essence, it's whole body health, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. With getting out into the clean air, the exercise, the focus on just nature and hunting takes your mind off of, you know, your everyday worries. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I think that was one of the things that drew me back to learning more about hunting and wanting to learn more is what it provides mentally.
Mm-hmm. And social benefits. I'm thinking hopefully this weekend I'm going to be going out to Eastern Montana, meeting up with some ladies. And I just think that's a fun thing in itself.
Oh my gosh. That sounds lovely.
Yeah. Do you want to go?
Oh my gosh. I would, but Christmas.
No, that's like next week.
I know, but you know what comes to Christmas? Christmas parties.
Oh, Christmas parties.
I'm sorry, I can't go to your Christmas party. I'm going to go hunting in Eastern Montana.
You know, just we'll call it a Christmas party in Eastern Montana.
There we go. There we go. Yeah, definitely this next year would be a goal for me to learn more about that with you.
Yeah, let's plan on it.
Okay.
And what do you recommend for sleep? And do you notice a correlation with that, with stress, if people aren't getting enough sleep?
You know, I can only speak from experience from that. I think I've always heard, you know, the sleep is very important, but I've always worn quite a few hats. And so sleep wasn't really a priority for me. And now I feel like if I don't hit the bed at 9 o'clock and get a good night's rest, you know, I'm just really noticing, maybe because I'm older, that sleep is pretty important to my well-being.
Well, are you getting like 8 hours of sleep? What is it recommended? Like 7 to 8 hours for adults? I don't know.
I recommend that. I mean, honestly, everybody's so different. My husband, he can sleep 6 hours and be fine.
Really?
I would be a hot mess.
Yeah.
A hot mess. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night because I was kind of a little nervous about the show today.
Mm-hmm. No need to be nervous.
No, but anyway.
You know, when you're working on people, where do we normally hold the most stress in our bodies?
Depends on your occupation, your person. I mean, I've got about 5 minutes for a job interview to work on you. And it's occupational, medical history, personality, lifestyle, you know, neck, shoulders, mid back and low back.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. I mean, are the majority. I do work on injuries and extremities, but, you know, neck and shoulders a lot, and definitely low back, hips, you know, it's kind of a hard one to answer.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I always get it in upper back, and it's not anything occupational. Mm-hmm. And it might just be stress in general. And I mean, I don't understand why that is.
Upper back. So what I would do is I would look at structurally, do you know, mm-hmm. Structurally first, and why is that pain there? And then I would, you know, palpate the muscles and, you know, make sure you're in alignment, and then evaluate everything else. Definitely we can talk about that when I see you, for sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's where everybody holds their stress in different spots.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And how much does diet have to do with any of that?
You know, I've been on my own journey for quite a while now with diet, and I feel I can definitely feel inflammation. There's, you know, people that eat more carbs and more sugars. You can almost feel the inflammation and the tight joints.
Really?
Absolutely. Huh. It's so interesting. And just from feeling it in my own body too, you know, say if I, you know, don't eat well one day, I can certainly wake up and feel a little more stiffer, you know, a little bit more fatigue. And I'm definitely no nutritionist, but I'm sure, you know, I know it plays a large role.
It all correlates.
Yep. Yeah. Pain in joints, inflammation in joints, mm-hmm. you know, fatigue, energy level. So mm-hmm.
shoot more birds, shoot more big game, and yeah. eat meat. No more carbs.
Right. I eat meat for sure. High protein diet. Thank you very much.
Well, do you think that will work? Is that like the best method? High protein diet?
Oh gosh, I can't even, I don't think that's in my scope of practice, to be honest. I think everybody responds so differently to food. You know, everybody's different.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I love high protein. It just sticks with me longer. I feel better, but.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. And that's what you do personally?
Yep. Oh, especially in my profession, you know, I'm basically doing moves around the table all day using my full body weight, you know, my muscles, and it just gives me a high energy, enough energy for stamina through the day for my mm-hmm. profession, for sure.
In the realm of the massage, is there, what else do we need to touch on that we maybe didn't?
I guess probably what I was excited when you contacted me is because, you know, in the hunting world, whether it's upland game bird, big game hunting, just the outdoor world, I feel like we talk about gear. What's in your gear list? What's, mm-hmm. you know, how do you get those special tags? You know, what kind of rifle? Let's fit our rifles properly, right? You and I did that. I was amazed by that shotgun fitting clinic. You know, let's talk about all that stuff. But honestly, you know, and then we talk about, you know, there's nutrition. And the, you know, exercising to train for the hunt. But what about the self-care part, you know, the massage part, your muscles? And probably the last 15 years I've spent educating people on the benefits of massage, because I think it's pretty overlooked. Mm-hmm. I do feel like over the years it's getting better with insurance recognition and physician recognition, especially as stressful as the world is today. The benefits are a mile long, and I benefit from them when I hunt, after the hunt, throughout my whole life. So I just don't do it hunting, obviously, because it's my profession, you know, in the hunting community, outdoor community, that if you're out there adventuring, your muscles are doing a lot of work. We have a specialist for our eyes. We have a specialist for our bones. We have a specialist for our skin. You know, let's have a specialist for our muscles and take care of those like we take care of everything else.
Yeah. How often do you recommend having massage done as just general routine care? If there's no, you know, no, you haven't been in an accident, you don't need just mm-hmm. somebody that is healthy, but just for general upkeep.
Yeah, I say a good maintenance massage once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once every 4 weeks, every 6 weeks, 8 weeks, it depends on your budget and your schedule, mm-hmm. but for sure.
Okay. So about like when you're making the appointment to have your hair cut, about that those same time frame, right?
Yes.
Make it to have your massage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
You'll be glad you did.
And do you recommend during the sessions to be relaxed, or because I think for a lot of people, isn't it difficult to kind of get to that relaxation point?
It is. I feel like a lot of that comes with the trust of your practitioner. So if you come to someone, you want to feel comfortable, express your needs, and just make sure, you know, you're being listened to during the session of what your needs are and feel comfortable with that person. You know, it is a very personal experience. So I suggest, you know, finding the right one, whether it's, you know, meeting them for a consultation and making sure you jive, you know, with your practitioner. And absolutely relaxation. The more you breathe and work with the pressures that I am giving with your breathing, is optimum results for sure.
Okay. And I'm sure you have people that say, I like it really deep or I like it really light. Is there a benefit one way or the other?
I like a happy medium of a real therapeutic massage that's effective, but I don't like to use so much pressure that you're tensing up because I feel like that defeats the purpose. Massage has a lot of different, it is a profession with many different ways of teaching. So
Okay.
whether that teaching works well for me and my clients to the next therapist that maybe uses way a lot of pressure. I feel like I can do very good deep work and still have you relax. I feel like if there's so much pressure that you're uncomfortable and not breathing, and sometimes people have a hard time speaking up. So I always like to make sure that, you know, our pressures are right and that you're comfortable, that it's deep enough, but you're breathing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But to be totally relaxed the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different. Some people come in, they enjoy to talk. Some people enjoy the silence. Ultimately, my goal is to get to know your body well enough to get the job done. If I feel like you're taking the time out of your busy schedule to get a massage, I want it to be effective and everything that you need it to be.
Do you have any tips for people on how to maybe get to that relaxed state?
Try to shut your mind off, breathe, tune into the music.
All right, I have a couple of fun questions for you.
Ask away.
What are your favorite hunting snacks?
My favorite hunting snacks. This is a hard one. Actually, I just love jerky.
Ooh, what kind of jerky?
I love to make my own jerky, actually, if my dog doesn't eat it out of the pantry.
So, out of what? Venison? Do you have elk jerky? What do you have?
Yeah, it depends on how my tags go, but this last what I usually do is make jerky out of the ends of last season's meat. So this last batch was elk, and my dogs ended up eating all of that.
Naughty.
Yeah, they were naughty, but I do love a lot of the local high country jerky. I love high country. So yeah.
I gotta try that. I've heard a lot of good things about that.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I like their actual mixes also that you can use to make your own jerky. So yeah, try them out.
What is your favorite piece of gear?
I was thinking about this last night, and I have to say Onyx. Onyx for
Awesome.
sure has been a game changer.
Yeah. Tell us a story about one of the ways that Onyx was a game changer for you.
I think just giving me the confidence to go out by myself, you know, being a new hunter and still trying to learn, just learning Onyx, and it makes me more confident in, you know, of course, elevation, property boundaries, everything. You know, Onyx is just such a plethora of knowledge. It's just given me so much more confidence in the field. If I go out by myself, or if I'm, you know, trying to take someone else out or teaching my kids, it's, you know, I still have so much to learn, but I love Onyx.
I love that Michelle says Onyx gives her confidence to go out and hunt by herself. Solo hunting can be intimidating, but Onyx provides the ability to know which areas you can and cannot hunt, prepare with digital scouting, feel more safe with the ability to share your location with a friend or family member, and go deeper and explore new territory. I have the Elite membership with Onyx, which provides access to 50 states and helped me navigate my hunts in Oregon last week, as well as set waypoints in areas I got birds and potential ones I'd like to check out in the future. Go to onyxmaps.com and find out more ways to go confidently and have more success on your next hunt.
And then probably I have an old 270 Parker Hale that I got gifted to me from my adopted dad. And it's got a short stock on it, which I have a short wheelbase, mm-hmm. you know, my arm here. So finding guns and rifles that fit it's hard. So I ended up winning this Tika. It was a 7mm at a banquet, or I forget. And I've never shot a 7mm before. And it was just too much gun for me. And I ended up getting like a real bad flinch. And so when I got this gun and started working with it, I just felt so much more comfortable. It was, you know, the caliber that fit me the best. And, you know, it's anyway, I'm just grateful for it.
Yeah. What's your favorite to hunt?
Elk for sure.
What's your favorite wild game recipe?
Probably elk tacos.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
My favorite, sharptail. I really like sharptail.
Yeah. It's kind of like the season, though, because I love fishing too. And I love pike. I love to fry up some pike. Those are, so yeah. I guess it just depends on the season.
Well, tell us how we can connect with you, Michelle, and for people that are in this area or maybe even be traveling to this area, how we can get a hold of you to make an appointment.
Yeah, you can contact me at www.truenorthmassagemt.com, and all the information is on there. You can contact me via Facebook. There's True North Massage Missoula, True North Massage Sealy Lake.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Bird Dog Babe podcast. I hope you take Michelle's advice to give your muscles some attention this year. I've had 2 sessions with her since our recording, and I'm so grateful I did. Be sure to check out sponsors of this podcast, Purina Pro Plan, Boss Shot Shells, Onyx Hunt, and partners Siren and Dakota 283. This episode was brought to you by My Happy Feet, and no joke, you guys, these alignment socks rock. Get yourself a pair at thebirddogbabe.com/myhappyfeet and use promo code BIRDDOGBABE for 12% off your order. And don't forget to support the conservation organizations of the birds you're chasing after and the public lands in which you hunt.